on the reverse side. Okay, now, we were talking about draining the land. So, if we wanted to drain the land, then we might cut a canal for this purpose, and this would be called a...
canal. Or a ditch.
Right, and what other word would you use for ditch?
For ditch.
Like the English?
Channel.
Right. Okay, now, I just want you to give me some terms you use for flowing bodies of water. Just the general terms.
River, creek, branch.
Let's see, and how...
lakes.
Let's see, how do you distinguish the branch from the creek and like this, and the river from the branch and like this?
Well, the river is much larger than the creek, is much larger than the branch.
Right.
The branch usually is a very small stream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very good. I just want you to give me the names of some of the rivers and the creeks and streams and lakes around North Carlson and its vicinity.
Well, we are proud to say that we have the Chattahoochee River that is near. Then we have John's Creek, and that was named so many years ago that I do not know where the name came from. Then we have, Big Creek, and then we have John. I said John's, didn't I?
That's very good. Do you have any particular word you use when you're talking about the Gulf of Mexico? Like if I were planning to go fishing down there, then you might tell someone that I'm going down to the Gulf of Mexico. Would you use some other word instead of the Gulf of Mexico to tell them where I'm going? No? Just the Gulf of Mexico? Okay. What kind of terms do you have for a channel cut by a stream or rain in the
field?
Well,
that could be a gully.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be erosion.
Okay. And what kind of terms do you apply for the soil which is affected by the process of erosion? Do you have any name for the soil that sort of, I guess, gets pretty damaged?
Well, that's the bad part of erosion, that it takes away the topsoil, which makes it less fertile.
Right. Okay, that's very good. Okay. Now, I guess about 100 miles north of us, we come into a little rugged terrain, and this terrain is very steep. And you would call something like this that's very steep land, you would call this
a mountain.
Right. Okay, now do you have any particular terms you use for mountain roads and passes?
Well, yes. They are mountain paths, and then mountain roads.
Okay.
And a very steep inclines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very good. Okay, now, if we're up in the mountains, we might decide to go hiking, and so we may be going alongside of a mountain, and we see this
cliff.
Right, which is right over us. Okay, and if we saw more than one of these, then we